Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. And insider calls are presented by BetQL. You can get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, Ryan, of course, joining us. I've been watching you closely because I've been watching my bets and trying to have some fun while either losing or winning money. So far, my money is coming in on the Cardinals, dude. And I know we don't talk much baseball here in Memphis because it's Hoop City, but... You know, they got the doubleheader today, but they had the 12-game winning streak, which has been super awesome, probably at the expense of, dare I say, is that your Milwaukee Brewers that we got last?
So, actually, I'm a Cubs fan. So, for me, baseball season has been over for really months since they butchered my roster and traded Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez. Pretty much anybody with a pulse was traded at the deadline. But I am kind of rooting for the Brewers because I made a small little wager on them to win the World Series at 11-1, actually, a couple months back. But you know what? As a Cubs fan, I saw this coming from a mile away, man. This is what the Cardinals do. Like, it looked like they were dead this year, you know, and maybe that not obviously they weren't going to rebuild because they just made this move for Nolan Arenado, who's one of the best, you know, players in the league, obviously. They just picked up Paul Goldschmidt a year ago. But it looked like that rotation, especially when you add John Lester at this stage of his career at the deadline, like, it didn't look like they were going to be able to make a run. And now all of a sudden they've won 12 straight. They're probably going to have a big weekend. And, yeah, they're the team to bet on in baseball right now, man. And I actually was shocked at what they did to the Brewers, because the Brewers are actually right now, I mean, I was talking about this in Milwaukee today. I feel like they're almost bored. You know what I mean? Because I don't want them getting complacent right now, but they've locked up the NL Central. Yeah. You know, the Cardinals are playing for the wild card right now. The Reds are free-falling. The Cubs are a disaster. The Pirates will always remain a disaster. So I think the Brewers need to be careful, man, because you want to be playing your best baseball going into the postseason. Mm-hmm. I think the Cardinals are worth taking a shot with a World Series ticket. Like, I always look at the teams that are playing the best heading into the postseason, even with this wild card game. But, you know, which as fluky as that is. But I really like the Cardinals right now if you're looking for a long shot.
All right, so I was on BetMGM, your sponsor, and I already did Cardinals World Series outright this week.
Love it.
And I'm sort of following your advice. Plus 3,000, it was a $5 wager. I'm not a big bettor here, but it's a $155 payout if they somehow pull it out. They've done it in 11-6, so you just never know. And so I'm hoping that Jack Flaherty can also win tonight in the doubleheader against the Cubs. So go Cardinals. And we do have a lot of Cubs fans around here too, Ryan, so you're not alone. We are talking to Ryan Horvath from BetMGM's BetMGM Tonight, of course, part of the BetQL network here. And it's football weekend in Memphis. I'm going to start with college football. UTSA beat Illinois earlier this year, kind of an under-talked-about team. We've been talking about them all week in Memphis. We're talking about the Roadrunners, which usually we don't talk about Conference USA teams, but they're playing Memphis. Memphis favored by 3.5 at the Liberty Bowl after sneaking past Mississippi State last weekend. Do you have any thoughts on the Memphis game against UTSA, the Roadrunners, this week?
I do, and that was my favorite pick that I gave out last week. Was I really liked Memphis to cover last week, And I also really like the over. And I know a lot of people like the under in that game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Memphis just continues to get butchered through the air. But that was a lot of fun. That was actually one of my favorite games to watch last weekend, the 31-29 win over Mississippi State. I had a lot of fun watching that one. You know, UTSA, they're a scary team. Both teams undefeated, obviously. Now, they beat Middle Tennessee, I believe, last week, and it was actually kind of close. It was like 27-13. They've beat Illinois, but that Illinois team is a tricky team to figure out because one week they look like the worst team in college football. Mm-hmm. One week they'll beat Nebraska. They're brutal. I like UTSA's quarterback, though, this Frank Harris kid. He's pretty decent. I've heard a lot of people, actually, that really like UTSA in this spot to cover the three. I'm going the other way, man. I'm going to continue to ride Memphis. The trends are telling me not to. I think I love Memphis when they're underdogs. I feel like they always perform as dogs. But they're 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 games as a favorite. And UTSA is 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 road games. So they're a pretty good road team. They're also 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 non-conference games. And just 5-0 against the spread in their last 5. They're a team that's been shocking and surprising everybody all year. I'm rolling with Memphis, though, man. They continue to make me money. I know the quarterback's young. He's only a freshman, but I like the offense. The secondary scares me a little bit. I think it's going to be high scoring again. Yeah. Staying away from the total this week, though. I'm going to roll with Memphis.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm with you. I think last weekend's game, Memphis didn't as much win the game as Mississippi State lost that game, you know, and I'm a Mississippi State, State fan, so it really hurt me. But they've got LSU at home. Maybe that'll help them being at home, a 2.5-point underdog to LSU. Other SEC games, we've got the Tennessee game against Florida. Florida, that number's pretty large there, 18.5. Does Florida blow out Tennessee? What do you see there?
Tennessee, Florida, I mean, this one. Here's one where it's tough to figure out because it's a huge spread. You know, we really don't know a whole lot about Tennessee yet. You know, they're still young. But with this Florida team, I was super impressed with them, especially in the second half against Alabama last week. Now, I loved Alabama as the bet in the first half. That's the same bet that I place every week. They're always going to cover the spread in the first half. But Florida was a completely different team in the second half. You know, defensively, they really stepped up. Their defense has been hyped up here for the last couple of years. Offensively, I didn't think they made the right choice at quarterback, but, I mean, they proved me wrong in the second half because they were able to move the ball down the field. I'm staying away from this one. If I was going to play it, I think I would actually play Tennessee. You know, anytime we get into a 20-21-point spread, I'll look at the underdog, and I don't really have high hopes for Tennessee, but I do think, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the program is headed in the right direction, and I think they'll keep this a little bit closer than a lot of people expect, so I'd probably take the points with the Vols in this one.
Interesting. Yeah, we've got that game here on 92.9 with the Vols game, so looking forward to hearing the Tennessee-Florida game. Texas A&M, number 7 Texas A&M at Arkansas. God, if we would all known Sam Pittman was the answer at Arkansas, we would have done it sooner. A&M favored by 4.5. This game is in Fayetteville. Where do you see the Hogs on this one?
Can't believe I did this because I've been calling them overrated all season long, but I love Texas A&M in this spot. Like, we've been going back and forth with this one. Pretty much every radio hit I've done, pretty much, you know, I've been going back and forth with this on everybody on the show. I love Jimbo Fisher in this spot because I feel like this is when he motivates his teams. We're not getting enough respect right now, even though we're undefeated. You know, we're barely beating these teams that we should be blowing out. People are looking at us like we're you know, even if you want to look at them, I guess, as a dark horse national title contender, you know, a lot of high hopes for them. So I actually like them in the spot. I think A&M is going to win this game by a score or two. So I played them immediately when I saw the spread under a touchdown. Anything under 7, I absolutely love them in this spot.
Good. Yeah, they can score points. We know that. And they can also slow the ball down. So you do like the under there, you said?
Yeah, if anything, I'd probably take the under, and I would take Texas A&M in this game. I love A&M in this spot. This was actually the first bet that I made this weekend.
Nice. Ryan Horvath's on with us from Odyssey. BetMGM tonight. Good show here. You can check it out on the Odyssey Network. And then I'm going to pick out a couple of NFL games here of local interest. We'll start with Tennessee. This is bananas. So Carson Wentz apparently was practicing today with two, broken, not broken, but like busted busted up ankles. I guess he's got two sprained ankles. Taped him up, and he looks like a zombie out there. Tennessee favored by 5.5 against, I guess, Carson Wentz will try to trot it out there with the Colts. Do you see Tennessee blowing away the number this week? What's your thoughts on the Tennessee Titans game?
Yeah, if I'm going to play this game, I'm only playing Tennessee. Yep. You know, they impressed me last weekend. It was looking like it was going to slip away early. You know, Russell Wilson is so damn good, and so is Tyler Lockett. So that was an impressive win. You know, Derrick Henry with the big run, and they actually stepped up and made plays defensively in the second half of that game. You know, it looked like Russell Wilson was just going to put on a show and they were going to get blown away. And if they start 0-2, they're in big trouble. I like them in this spot just because, like you said, I mean, Carson Wentz has two sprained ankles. If they have to go to Jacob Eason, they're going to a rookie quarterback. So I actually think Tennessee is going to get themselves right, put themselves in a nice position with a touchdown win. I would love to buy. I actually love this Colts roster, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, last year they won double-digit games pretty much with the corpse of Phillip Rivers. But Carson Wentz, like, we've got the full Carson Wentz experience already
yes.
the first couple weeks of the season. You know, we get the stupid interceptions where he's, you know, underhand throwing interceptions on screen passes.
Yeah.
We've had him injured already. I don't know how you sprain both ankles. So I do like Tennessee this week.
Wow. All right, and then finally, Monday Night Football. We've got an extra day that we're going to be looking at on Monday when we get back to work. But it's Eagles at Cowboys. I have no idea what sort of Eagles team we're going to see or Cowboys team, but I did actually pick the Cowboys this week, -3.5. Jalen Hurts, of course, the Eagles. Everybody likes Jalen Hurts at this point. What do you think there?
Yeah, I like Jalen Hurts a lot, too. He's actually impressed me a little bit this season. You know, they should have at least covered the spread against the 49ers last week. I mean, it was a 17-11 game, or 19-11, I believe, was the final score in that game, but they actually outgained San Francisco by 180 total yards. They got hosed on what it should have been a touchdown with Jalen Reagor, and then some stupid penalties for the Eagles. I also took the Cowboys. This is going to be the third consecutive week that I've actually picked Dallas, and I can't believe it. Week one, I took them to cover the spread against Tampa Bay. Last week, I took them to win that game outright. I love Justin Herbert, but I'm not as high on the Chargers as most. Love their offense. Defensively, I still have questions about them. This week, I do like Dallas. I think we overrated. You know, Philadelphia's looked all right the first couple weeks. I do think their defense is solid. We may have overrated the offense. They're still young. I do like Dallas in this spot just because they're going to be able to score a bunch of points. You know, defensively, they're kind of a mess. But the first 2 weeks, they've made just enough plays to stay in these games. I do think they beat Philadelphia. I think Dak's that good, so I'm on Dallas as well.
Yeah, and I like Micah Parsons in that defense, too. He's a stud.
Oh, yeah.
Van Der Esch, good defense now coming on strong for Dallas. Dude, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you tonight on the BetMGM Tonight Show. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Ryan Horvath. Ryan, we'll see you next week here on the show. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate
Enjoy the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.